The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Narcissism is neat, isn't it?
Why do I say that? Well, I say that because people who seem to have these sort of traits seem to be completely, utterly, blissfully unaware of how anyone else perceives reality, their reality, the reality that they paint for themselves. They're shocked when no one else sees just how absurd that reality is. This is a story of just that. Let me paint you a picture. A woman allegedly sends a photo of her husband, the father of her three children, to a man she's accused of hiring as a hitman. The message attached to that photo, two words, says, "Kill him." She's arrested. She's charged with conspiracy to commit murder. And she's facing up to 60 years in a Bahamian prison, if convicted. Yes, in a prison in the Bahamas, if she is convicted, because that's where this crime took place. She's out on bail with a GPS ankle monitor strapped to her leg. We have a little artist rendition here of that. unnaturally way of holding the leg there, Lindsay. That's very, wow. That's kind of a manly looking foot there, though. I don't know if that's going to work out well for your modeling career. Anyway, she's out on bail with a GPS ankle monitor strapped to her leg, a condition of her freedom while she awaits trial. And her big concern right now? That she can't go to the beach. She can't be an influencer. The ankle monitor is embarrassing. Folks, I want to talk more about Lindsay Shriver, because this latest request that she's made to the court tells you everything. And I mean everything you need to know about who this woman is and how she sees herself in the world. Let's break down what Lindsay Shriver is actually requesting here. She wants the court to remove her GPS ankle monitor, the one she's been wearing for over 2 years, the one that exists because a judge determined that a woman accused of orchestrating a murder-for-hire plot against her own husband, maybe, just maybe, needs to be tracked. But that's not all. She also wants permission to move back to Thomasville, Georgia, you know, closer to where her estranged husband, the alleged target of this murder plot, actually lives, the man she allegedly wanted dead. She'd like to be in his vicinity again. Please and thank you. I'm pretty, Judge. Look where I can bend my leg. And why does she need all this? So she can pursue modeling and influencer work. I need you to sit with that for a second. She's framing this ankle monitor, this basic accountability measure for someone accused of conspiracy to murder, as a hardship, an obstacle to her career. She says it gives her bruises, it disrupts her sleep, it's uncomfortable. You know what else disrupts sleep? Finding out your wife allegedly hired someone to kill you. That might keep a person up at night. That might leave some bruises on the psyche. But we're not talking about Robert Shriver's comfort here, are we? We're talking about Lindsay's. The entitlement on display, treating pretrial monitoring for a murder conspiracy charge like it's an inconvenience to her lifestyle, is genuinely breathtaking. Now, Lindsay says she has a job, or she has job offers, modeling work. And I'm gonna put that in air quotes, modeling work. Yeah. Influencer opportunities. A fashion boutique apparently wants to work with her, and she can't accept these offers with the ankle monitor attached. Lindsay, just a quick note. Fashion boutiques don't typically have casting couches. Just, I want you to be aware of that. Just in case you're not. I'm not saying the one that wants to work with you does. I'm just saying, be aware. Okay? FYI, that's a red flag. Okay. Let's be really clear about something else here. Lindsay Shriver is not famous. She's infamous. There's a difference. The only reason anyone knows her name, the only reason any of us are talking about her right now, is because she's accused of trying to have her husband murdered. That's it. That's the whole reason. She was Miss Houston County in 2005, and I promise you, nobody outside of Houston County, Alabama, remembered that until she got arrested in the Bahamas. So when she talks about influencer work and modeling opportunities, what kind of influence are we talking about here? What exactly is the brand? Today's sponsored content brought to you by a woman currently awaiting trial for conspiracy to commit murder. Use code KILLHIM for 20% off. Does she think legitimate companies are lining up to partner with her? Does she think she's going to be doing swimsuit campaigns and fashion spreads while under indictment for allegedly trying to leave someone killed? This isn't a career opportunity. It is notoriety. This is notoriety she wants to monetize. And the fact that she's presenting this to a court with a straight face, I need this monitor off so I can be an influencer, tells you everything about how disconnected she is from how the rest of the world perceives her. She thinks she's a sympathetic figure. She thinks people are rooting for her. She thinks there's a market for Lindsay Shriver content out there. That isn't true crime coverage. Ma'am, read the room. And here's where it gets really rich. In her petition, Lindsay claims the ankle monitor traumatizes her three sons. She says she has to hide it from them. She skips family activities to avoid the embarrassment. It's causing them distress. Let me offer a bit of an alternative theory about what might be traumatizing those children. Maybe it's the fact that their mother was arrested for allegedly plotting to kill their father. Maybe it's watching their family implode in the most public, scandalous way possible. Maybe it's knowing their mother spent 4 months in a bohemian prison over the holidays because she couldn't resist appearing on Good Morning America against court orders. Maybe it's growing up with the knowledge that mommy allegedly sent a photo of daddy to a hitman with the words, "Kill him." But sure, it's the ankle monitor that's the problem. The ankle monitor isn't the trauma here. The ankle monitor is a consequence of her alleged actions. It exists because of choices she allegedly made and using her children as leverage to remove an accountability measure, weaponizing motherhood to escape the basic conditions of her bail is a choice too. If she's that concerned about her children's well-being, maybe the focus should be on preparing the best possible defense for trial, following every rule the court sets, and demonstrating that she takes these charges seriously, not on whether she can get back on the beach. And here's the thing that really gets me. Lindsay Shriver already had it good. Relative to what she's facing, she had it really good. Back in late 2023, a judge showed her leniency. She was released on $100,000 bail. She was allowed to leave the Bahamas and return to the United States. She was living with her parents in Alabama. Yes, she had to wear the ankle monitor and follow certain rules, but she wasn't sitting in Fox Hill Prison. She had her freedom conditionally. What did she do with that freedom? She appeared on Good Morning America. She showed up on Inside Edition, despite knowing, despite being explicitly told, that the Bahamas had strict restrictions on pretrial publicity that could influence jurors, despite knowing the court had been lenient with her, despite knowing her freedom hung in the balance. She just couldn't resist the spotlight. The judge called it a blatant disregard for the court's leniency and indulgence, and she was right. The judge revoked Lindsay's bail, sent her back to prison. Lindsay Shriver spent 4 months, including Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, in a bohemian prison because she wanted to be on TV. And now, just months after getting out again, here she is asking for more freedom, asking for the monitor to come off, asking to move back to Georgia. You see the pattern here, right? She consistently prioritizes attention and image over following the rules that keep her out of prison. She's been given chance after chance, and every time she pushes, she tests, she puts her own desires above the conditions the court has set, and then she comes back asking for more. At what point does a judge say enough is enough? Let's zoom out for a second and remember what we're actually dealing with here. Lindsay Shriver faces up to 60 years in prison if convicted. 6 decades. She could die behind bars. The prosecution has WhatsApp messages that allegedly show her sending a photo of her husband to an alleged hitman with the message, "Kill him." They have a disputed police interview where she allegedly admitted telling her lover that she wanted to kill Robert and that he understood, even in that interview, while she claimed it was said in anger and out of frustration, she apparently acknowledged saying those words. That's not a misunderstanding. This isn't a traffic violation. This isn't some minor legal hiccup that's going to blow over. This is a murder for hire conspiracy. It's a charge in a foreign country for murder for hire, with evidence the prosecution clearly feels confident about. So what's the appropriate posture for someone in Lindsay Shriver's position? Keep your head down, follow every single rule, don't give the court any reason to doubt your judgment or your competence or your compliance. Prepare for your trial. Take these charges with the seriousness they deserve. And what is Lindsay's posture now? What about my influencer career? She's acting like this is already all behind her, like acquittal
is a foregone conclusion. Like, the court owes her her old life back. Like, the conditions of her bail are an unreasonable imposition on an innocent woman rather than standard precautions for someone charged with a serious, violent crime. There's a trial coming, Lindsay, in March of 2026, and the outcome of that trial is not guaranteed. Maybe she should be focused on that instead of beach access. When you read through what Lindsay Shriver is arguing in this petition, what strikes you is how relentlessly self-centered it all is. Everything centers on her comfort, her career, her inconvenience, her embarrassment. There's no acknowledgement of what her alleged victim, her husband, ex-husband, the father of her children, experienced. The fear he might have felt, the betrayal, the knowledge that the woman he built a life with allegedly wanted him dead badly enough to involve other people in making it happen. There's no apparent understanding of what the court might want to keep tabs on or why they might want to keep tabs on someone accused of conspiracy to murder. The ankle monitor isn't a fashion problem. It's not an aesthetic issue. It exists because a judge determined she might be a flight risk or danger. It exists because of the charges against her. It exists because she allegedly did something that requires monitoring. And her grievance, that it can't get wet. So she can't go to the beach. She can't take her kids swimming. Read the room, Lindsay. You're accused of trying to have someone killed. Missing beach day is not the injustice you seem to think it is. This is someone who views herself as the main character in every story, even in a story where she's the alleged perpetrator, even in a situation where, if the prosecution is to be believed, she caused profound harm to another person. It's still all about her, her needs, her wants, her future, her lack of self-awareness, staggering. I think Lindsay Shriver has convinced herself of something that isn't true. She seems to believe she's a sympathetic figure. A woman caught in this messy divorce who's being unfairly persecuted. Someone the public is rooting for. Someone with marketable appeal and a future as an influencer. Here's what the public actually sees. A woman from a wealthy family, a woman who had a 7-bedroom mansion, a private jet, and a vacation home in Baker's Bay, one of the most exclusive resorts in the Bahamas, where celebrities like Tom Brady and Michael Jordan have homes. A woman who, despite having all of that, allegedly conspired with her lover to have her husband killed. That's the narrative. That's what people know. And asking to remove your ankle monitor so you can become an influencer while awaiting trial for murder conspiracy? That doesn't exactly scream sympathetic. That doesn't exactly suggest remorse or seriousness or contrition. The optics here are catastrophic. She's not helping her case. She's confirming every assumption people have already made about her. That she's entitled, that she's out of touch, that she doesn't take any of this seriously, and that she thinks the rules don't apply to her. Tone deafness at this level becomes a form of self-sabotage. Every time she makes a move like this, she gives people more reason to believe she's exactly who they think she is. Like I always say, narcissism always wins. Not the narcissist. It destroys the narcissist. The narcissism, the practice of believing one's own story. That is what takes you down. I'm not here to clinically say she's a narcissist or this or that. This is an observation on personality. This is my opinion. So where does this go from here? Well, December 8th, the Nassau Supreme Court will hear Lindsay's arguments about the ankle monitor and her request to relocate to Georgia. She's expected to appear in person. Robert Shriver, the alleged target, the father of her children, the man she allegedly wanted dead, will likely respond via video link. Think about that for a second. The man she's accused of trying to have killed has to show up even by video to explain to a court why his wife shouldn't get her ankle monitor removed so she can pursue influencer work. He has to participate in this. Again, the trial itself has been pushed to March of 26. That's the fourth delay. She was originally supposed to go to trial in March of 24. Then it got pushed and pushed again and again. The Bahamian justice system is dealing with underfunding and backlogs. And Lindsay Shriver's case keeps getting kicked down the road. Meanwhile, She's out here petitioning for fewer restrictions, more freedom, and beach access. Given her track record, given that she already violated her bail conditions once by appearing on national television and got sent back to prison for it, I'd be genuinely surprised if the court grants this request. But I've seen crazier things. And courts have been lenient with Lindsay Shiver before, so we'll see. Let's bring it back to where we started. Kill him. That's what she allegedly wrote. That's the message prosecutors say she sent alongside a photo of her husband to an alleged hitman. Two words that changed everything. And now, 2.5 years later, she's asking the court to free her up for beach trips and brand deals. The gap between those two realities, between the severity of what she's accused of and the reality of what she's asking for, it tells you everything. Just how frivolous her requests are. This case has always been about more than one woman and one alleged crime. It's about wealth and privilege and the complete disconnect from consequences that seems to come with both. It's about how some people move through the world believing the rules are for other people. It's about how even when facing the most serious charges imaginable, some people still can't stop, won't stop thinking about themselves. Lindsay Shiver had a mansion, a private jet, a vacation home in paradise, a husband, 3 kids by any measure. She had more than most people will ever have. And if the prosecution is right, she allegedly threw it all away. She allegedly put a hit out on a man she'd built a life with. And now she's complaining that her ankle monitor won't let her go swimming. The ankle monitor is not your problem, Lindsay. Your alleged choices are your problem. And you still don't seem to get that. We'll be watching December 8th, and we'll be watching in March of 26, because this story is far from over. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and that is where you will find us. Be sure to press subscribe while you're there so you don't miss any of our commentary and coverage of this and the many cases that we follow for you right here. Until next time, I am Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.